Okay, so today we're digging into a structural analysis, one that alleges this really coordinated effort to centrally shape online narratives, here in the US.
So I've got a three-part thing, a kind of convergence.
Right, involving federal doctrine, new technology infrastructure, and then this interesting shift within a major cybersecurity community.
Exactly. So let's unpack that. Started with the doctrine piece. That's the Department of Homeland Security, DHS. They officially classified mis, dis, and malinformation MDM as a Homeland Security threat, a direct threat.
And this led to the Disinformation Governance Board, the DGB, which didn't last long, but.
Right. And while the public face was all about foreign threats, election interference and such, the internal documents apparently showed a broader interest, domestic topics, things like, well, COVID origins, vaccines, even racial justice debates.
So politically charged stuff, how were they planning to actually act on that without looking like censors?
Well, that's the interesting part. The plan wasn't direct government takedowns. It was coordination with the private sector.
How so?
DHS would basically feed information, threat intel, to tech companies. This would then, enable them to remove content at their discretion.
Oh, I see. Giving them the justification. Critics call that proxy censorship. Right.
Exactly. Laundering government priorities through private companies gives everyone cover.
Okay, so that's the doctrine, the why. What about the how? The tools.
Right. So, parallel to this DHS strategy, you have the National Science Foundation, the NSF. They put up serious money, like $39 million, for something called the Convergence Accelerator, Track F.
Track F. And that was framed as what? Trust and authenticity
Yeah,
research.
that was the public label. But the analysis argues the goal was, well, more pointed. Funding AI-powered tools designed for censorship at scale.
Is there evidence for that specific intent?
Well, one example cited is a pitch for a tool from the University of Michigan called WiseDex.
WiseDex.
And its pitch document apparently stated pretty explicitly that its purpose was to help platforms externalize the difficult responsibility of censorship.
So basically building the tech infrastructure to make that proxy censorship model work efficiently.
Pretty much. And there were other funded projects too. One aimed to use things like ad buying, automated bots, even online influencers
To do what?
to push out evidence-based corrections. So actively shaping the narrative using these tools.
Okay, so let's recap. We have DHS setting the policy framework, the doctrine, NSF funding the technology, the tools, but something's missing.
What's that?
You still need someone to sort of validate the whole process, right?
Yeah.
Especially when you're dealing with subjective things like misinformation. You need a trusted face, maybe a non-governmental one.
Absolutely. And that's where the story takes a really interesting turn involving the DEFCON Voting Machine Hacking Village, VMHV.
Ah, DEFCON, known for hacking voting machines, finding technical bugs, hardware vulnerabilities, very objective stuff usually.
Exactly. That was their traditional focus, purely technical audits. But then, August 2022, big shift.
I happen.
The co-founder announces this fundamental change in mission. The VMHV would now actively fight against conspiracy theories, misinformation, and claims of hacks that didn't happen.
Whoa. So they went from objective hardware audits to policing narratives, subjective content.
That's the pivot, yeah. From neutral auditors to, well, narrative police, as you put it.
And the timing, August 2022. That's right when the DHS doctrine and the NSF tools are really coming online.
It lines up very neatly, doesn't it? Is it just, a coincidence? Or is there a connection?
Well, the analysis points to a very specific personnel link, Jake Braun, one of the VMHV co-founders.
Okay.
Get this. From June 2021 to May 2023, he was also serving as a senior counselor to the Secretary of Homeland Security.
Wait, so he was advising the head of DHS during the exact period that his DEFCON village pivoted its mission to align with DHS's narrative goals.
That's the connection highlighted in the analysis. It suggests more than just coincidence.
So if you put all three pieces together.
Let's try. DHS provides the doctrine, the government justification for targeting MDM.
The NSF provides the technology, the AI tools to manage information flow at scale.
And the VMHV, a previously trusted independent group, provides the platform a non-governmental validator for these narratives.
It paints a picture of a, well, a pretty comprehensive system, doctrine, tools, platform, all converging.
And the concern raised is that this challenges the independence of groups like VMHV and potentially creates this opaque system for managing political discourse, maybe sidestepping free speech concerns.
Yeah, a powerful way to shape dissent without obvious fingerprints. Now, it's crucial to add, the analysis does state there's no public smoking gun email, you know, no direct order from DHS to VMHV saying change your mission.
Right. The argument rests on this structural convergence, the timing, the overlapping personnel. It's about influence, not necessarily explicit command.
Which leads to a good question for you, the listener, to think about. If you were trying to confirm or deny the extent of this coordination, what specific evidence would you look for first?
Would it be, say, internal VMHV emails about why they made that 2022 shift? Or maybe financial records, any money flow between VMHV and DHS, something concrete to bridge that gap between structural influence and direct coordination?
Definitely something to mull over.